Oh my God. Isn't this great? Isn't it? Like, the weather's finally brightening up. It's getting warmer. Everything is so nice. I mean, just smell that, would you? It's fantastic. The opportunities to get out and stretch and just let yourself run a little bit loose. It's intoxicating. What? Oh, a couple of bugs here and a little bit of mud there. I know it's not exactly perfect, but you know what? It's better than being cooped up in that old indoors. Out here, you get to be yourself. Out here, it just feels like something primal, something raring to run, to play, to get up to no good. Well, I mean, in my defense, you really do inspire feelings of that savage, sweet, sinful part of me. Come on. Enjoy it. Take it in. Bask in it. Jump in a couple of puddles, you know? Just get a little down and dirty with me. When have you ever hit a getting down and dirty with me? Name a single time that I haven't inspired you to take off a piece of clothing or let that hand linger upon that nipple. How about how often I've reminded you of how glorious you are, especially when you're undressed. Especially when you're undressed with me. Especially when you're undressed with me. And you let me please you. Ooh, and don't I just love pleasing you? Say it. Because you know it's true. You know, as well as I do, that I love setting you off. I love getting you off, and I positively fantasize every opportunity that I get to getting you off. So now here we are, in the middle of nowhere. You, me, and all of the things that I know I can do to you, especially when I dig my fingers into those thighs of yours and move them in ways, that would scandalize anyone if they were to catch us. Oh, but they won't. Miles and miles of empty space, not a single person around to watch you come. To see how lovely it is, the way that I massage your outer labia and get at the inner one with my tongue. What? Still not feeling it? Well then, maybe a game of tag. What say you? A game of tag where I will give you a 60-second head start, and then I will provide Chase. And if I get you the first time, I get 5 minutes. The second time, I get 10. And the third time, I get a whole 20 minutes to have my way with you, to make you feel some kind of way. What do you say? Here, now, make a decision. Come. We wouldn't want to make the day run on forever. And I really would like to make you come and come. So, what'll it be? Out here, naked in the sun with me, if I catch you, that is. Or would you like to just continue on making this a merry, lovely jaunt through the woods? Not a single thing to keep you from your peace and serenity. A blessing that you deserve. That is what I thought. Flee. Quick now. I'm counting down. You have a grand total of 40 seconds left. Run, little rabbit, before the big bad wolf comes and makes a meal out of you. 30 seconds. Oh. You look like you don't believe me. That is the look of someone who does not think that I mean what I say. Come on. Oh, what? You don't believe me. You don't think that I am going to do whatever I want to the second I catch up to you? Excellent. So, you have but a couple seconds to get running, little rabbit, before this big bad wolf comes and makes a meal out of you. And there won't be a single person around to hear as I tear the clothing off of your tasty figure, and have my way with you in whatever fashion I so choose. You seem not to believe me. You seem as though you think I don't really plan on it. I don't plan on closing the distance, on grabbing you and throwing you wherever I want and taking whatever I will. Well, let me remind you that you and I have a compact in place, do we not? You and I have agreed. We have a safe word. I know your signs, I know your signals, I know your yucks, I know your yums. I know all the dirty little things that make you play with yourself when no one else is around. So, run, tasty little thing, 'cause here I am.